It is pretty much warm up. It's Neil Atkinson in for Ian Ryan. Massive, massive shoes to fill. He'll be back next week, I promise you that. That means that Sean Rogers is in for me. Squad rotation system in full effect. We've got Kev Riley and we've got Damian Cavana to go through the moment we find ourselves in. And Damian, off the back of the Merseyside derby, the 3 points that maybe a few Liverpoolians didn't account for, didn't bank in what's become a race for fifth. The table looks remarkably healthy from Liverpool's point of view. And, you know, you look at a good midweek there where Brighton have got a result over Chelsea. That means they've taken a step closer to us, but they've slowed Chelsea down.
Mm-hmm.
It is, from a Liverpool point of view, you know, it's two league games with two wins back-to-back after the March international break comes in, and the Reds look very, very healthy. And the Reds feel as though they're a bit chipper off the back of last week.
Yeah, definitely. What a glorious week it's been. The sun's been getting better and better. There's nothing like a derby win, is there? There just isn't.
It was so sunny on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone's getting sunburned on top of everything.
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic. And for the Reds, like, obviously, it's been a difficult season for a load of reasons, and they really need, you know, the best we could hope for was the two league wins back-to-back for the table to take care of itself, because if you take care of your points, other teams will take points off each other, because that's the nature of not being in a race with peak Man City. It's being in a race for fifth or third or fourth or whatever. So it's kind of, you look after your own business and you should be all right, and that's how it's worked out. And then in navigating this run of fixtures, obviously we played Paris, who were the best team in Europe by definition, and he came off with some battle on us in the end, and the score was unkind a little bit, but clearly we were beaten by the better side. But and it was a pleasure to watch them, as much as it is a pleasure to watch your own team getting beaten. You've got to admire, you know, great football. Yeah. But it was like, if they can take some stuff from there, they're not going to have to play Paris between now and the end of the season.
Yeah.
Look at the opponents we've got. Play with that heart, with that shift, and with that determination and that purpose for the crowd and for your professional pride. And certainly in just for your own career, because wherever it ends up next season, you're going to be wanting to play in the Champions League.
Yep.
And you could be landing yourself significantly further back than that, and that doesn't help anybody. So I hope that's been the focus, and it's galvanised everybody, and it brought everybody together at a time when we've really needed it. And you've got all this anxiety, of course, about how much the club needs, how much as fans we look forward to the big cup.